counselors, nurses.
Blog Talk Radio.
Careers for more information today. I'm Kurt Hill, and I'm Madeline Morales, and this is Good.
Good evening, it's the Oyate Hour. We're waiting for Chinupa Gluha Mani to come on, your host. So we'll give him a few minutes here.
Looks like somebody came on.
Mm-hmm. This is the Oyate Hour. We're waiting for Chinupa Gluha Mani to come on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to the Lakota Oyate Hours, and Chinupa is one of your hosts, and along with Oyate, and I'm hoping that a majority of the people that are calling in has some specific knowledge that we can share and, you know, really get back to the basis of all the things that are being conducted in Indian country. And once and for all, let me thank a few of these brothers that stepped up and helped us. Let me thank Mr. Red Ear Horse for tuning in and sending me those beautiful text messages. And, you know, the list goes on with a lot of the things that go on in Indian country, because a week ago we had a so-called treaty summit in Rapid City, South Dakota, when in fact it really wasn't a summit. But I acknowledge the people that participated from the standpoint of the oral, you know, intentions of how our Lakota people deem things in Indian country. And so without any other further understanding, all the people that shot me text messages to thank me for defending elders and children, I want to thank you guys for always giving me that spunk of reality that gives Chinupa that opportunity to stand in the corner of our matriarchal people and our generations to come, such as our children. Many people talk like it, because I heard a lot of illustrations from certain, you know, people that attended that so-called treaty summit. And lo and behold, it didn't all found out in a different formality. And when I mean it found out in a different formality, it had nothing to do with the women or children. Talking nonsense is one thing. Talking paper is one thing. But if you leave out the children and women that have knowledge, and the women are elders, their grandmothers and mothers still, and aunties and daughters and sisters, that sends the red flag up against Chinupa and we dog soldiers. Thanks to my brother Lewis. Thanks to my brother Charlie, Adrian, Carlin that attended, and many others that are in support of what we dog soldiers do on that independent structure. Metakye pilechalakis e mila huskat kawichoyeki tokata kya ichpe wana wagalaki. Yunkha leon petuki lechtak to haki ata chante o aste lechu inojina o ate ki lene lechu se oichoki. Matue ki le hena wosutana taku lene wolak hote chetke onkina vipike hena nitrapi wasloi ki le. Lila ota lechu se taku hena yohok teki. Ichpe abnaha, etchuha takulena oispak tekile, yehunishni. Natoni oyate on kit hopi wasoi kilena with akubukisni. Eun, taku epheki le chalakis yochitaka, o kansalogna. Lech tak to kilila ota, takulena isha sloyok in a yohapi. Hena isha wogalakab chimpi. Ash, lena yeska kilena taktok hopi kile, hena echa, takulena luhoki pachpak in a. So what you talk about is that you can't walk out of the church. Those who are not going to be able to do it, they can't walk out of the church. They can't walk out of the church. They can't walk out of the church. They In the English term, ladies and gentlemen and other listening audiences, the radio show, the Lakota Oyate Hours, the number to the show is 515-602-9649. Again, 515-602-9649. This is your show. That's what it's called, the Lakota Oyate Hours. We have a 2-hour show to discuss and act on anything that is important in Indian country and how your feelings are and how you are being mistreated by the system of injustices and everything that surrounds the virtue of what independence is. Remember, freedom is your independence. Independence is your freedom. Most people don't know how to engage or even understand them topics because they were all brainwashed by the system. The system that colonizes the brain, that assimilates, you know, the founding behavior of white philosophical standards to create white think, to neutralize your very own ability to start exercising your bully pulpit of acknowledging yourself as that free person. Many people talk like they know something. Many people say they know something. Well, people, let's put it in this context. Put your money where your words are. And if it's all you have to say under the municipalities of how white America practices and perfects colonial policies to neutralize those freedoms of those independents, then do me one favor. Shut up. Keep your mouth shut, and maybe we will teach you something. But to the listening audience, hey, it's your show. Engage on it. So listening audiences, do we have any callers calling in? Any callers, Oyate? Do we have any callers calling in?
Go ahead.
Phone in. Come on in, caller. It's your show. Caller. Did he drop off? Oyate, did he drop off? Or is he still with us?
No, they didn't drop off. They're still on.
Come on,
you guys, don't screw around. Get on the show. Get on your show. Don't screw around. Come on, man. If you got some important knowledge, come on. Indian country wants to hear it. Share your intentions of what you are experiencing. Come on, let's don't beat around the bush. Every time we do this, we want people to support the movement of independence and freedom. We try to get you guys to engage. You're just sitting back. You all like to talk because when I call you guys, you talk to me. You're telling me all kinds of things that's, you know, whether it's important or bad judgment. It doesn't matter. Now, this is your show, and you still can't engage. So come on in, people. Come on. Any acknowledgement from anyone? Come on.
Go ahead.
Mahalo, Chinupa, Guha Mani. This is Justin Musso. Just letting you know I am listening. And quick for whoever.
Open up the number so that open up.
If you have something to want to share, Justin, go right ahead. Come on in, nephew. Go ahead. It's all you.
Okay. I'd like to start off by saying my Lakota name is Pakesh Gal Wambli, and I'd like to just talk about how you are standing up for the elders and children, and I really appreciate that. And one thing is that last time I talked was about we should learn more about the knowledge and wisdom of our elders. And when I had a dream of my grandpa and grandma that we recently lost, and they came to visit, and I was waiting for them to come, and they finally did. That really made me happy. And one thing is that, you know, I'm glad that there's a lot of people up the church standing up for the children and elders. And there should be more that stand up for them. They are our future, and the elders are our wisdom and knowledge. And I'll just listen in on some other people, what the topics are going to be.
All right. That's Justin Musso here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, also expressing, man, what his heart saw and how his heart feels about what, you know, his leader has explained to him, and he witnessed a lot of things during the time when we were together and we were visiting on the phones and stuff. He's one of our laymen of strong heart. I really honored that man Justin came on to express how he is trying to seek, you know, knowledge and wisdom from the everyday things that's going on in Indian country. And that's a great thank you to my nephew, Justin Musso. And, you know, if there's anyone else out there that's still on the line, come on in, man. Remember, this show is yours. That's why they call it the Lakota Oyate Hours. And thank you for that statement and comment that you shared with us.
Nobody else. The other one dropped off.
That's why she announced him. He probably was waiting to get on.
Is there some other callers out there? Come on in, people. Well, I'm going to share this with a lot of you that are still listening and that are really, you know, contemplating on whether you want to come on the show and do whatever you want. You see, in Indian country, we run into a lot of this stuff because people are always, and I'm going to say this not to offend any one of you. I'm going to say this to give you a chance to understand what fairness and balance is. When you bastardize a subject or when you bastardize knowledge, we're trying to help you express your true feelings of what you have in your heart that never, ever gets the opportunity to share it with somebody that has the ability to listen to you. Now, I did say this in past and present circumstances. Many, many of our people have things that they want to share. They talk about it with good intention. And momentarily to the fact of what people are seeking, not everybody has that, you know, radio voice. Not everybody has a philosophical standard to outline what your emotions and your, you know, your feelings can contribute to a mass, you know, avenue of audiences of people. So what I'm sharing with you guys is to get this understanding more on the open virtue to help you guys sustain the value of what people need to do with the whole open virtue between your people and our people. And so aside from all that, many, many years ago, I've listened to past and present elders in the ritual of sharing, you know, different, you know, pieces of what illustrations we have as Native people. I did. And I was brought up under that stuff. That's how, in time, as I was growing into my adulthood, now that I'm a grandpa, I understood more of the nature's dynamics when I became the bodyguard for my grandfather, Roy Martin, and then being a spokesman for him to help him substantiate that fairness and balance to give him that ability to support him when he was a gray eagle. In Lakota, they called them Wambli Khotas. The Wambli Khotas were the elders with knowledge and wisdom. And so my grandfather Roy was that person in that ability to share his knowledge and wisdom to the people that need it out of love and honor. And those were the things that many people have forgotten today. And so it's very difficult that a lot of them can't see or even understand what contemplation is. So I try my best to try to help people put that fairness and balance before you and many others that are seeking an avenue to bring about this change in their everyday lifestyle of how they're living in Indian country. And I do it more in a harsh intonement because that's the way I was brought up. I was brought up with a lot of wisdom from a different perspective, and that perspective had to do with what the elders wanted, what the elders were lacking. And what the elders lacked was that voice of being heard, because today many other people in their realm of activism and the network of how you practice and perfect things and you change something for the use of our people's, you know, opportunity of remaining free and independent, the elders are your key. The elders are your wisdom keepers. And most of all, the elders are the knowledge of your future. And that's where the freedoms of these independents lie. Most people don't engage with that stuff because it becomes a fear-based society that you live in, and all it does is generate racism. And so this is why we have this show, this newly formed show called Lakota Oyate's Hours. It's your show, 2 hours. It was given to us in honor of our voice to be heard, not construed on different avenues. And so this is why I said that. You had a young man, you know, a nephew of ours, one of our laymen, one of our dog soldiers. He stepped in and acknowledged the thing and the work that Chinupa still does. And, you know, there are many things that go on in Indian country that a lot of you are still, you know, hanging on to, but then you don't want to release it. I've witnessed so much different turmoils amongst people, and lo and behold, I never, ever took it for granted. So as an eager pronunciation to it, people, let me share this understanding with you in Lakota. And the weaker minds that can't pick it up from the philosophical standards of how we illustrate a bubble, meaning you blow air in a bubble gum and you make. The bubble is the life of you dishing out your word vocabulary from your mouth, okay? So this is how I'm going to do it. Mitakyuti, howa chank tekile, we choye mitakyu mungte. Na, matue kile echa, lakoto ogna le wakshape kile ewagna kekihe, hena nishya mitakyu. Na toske hena iluks and elections in Nazing the hunter, wash ake na hoxi or atek letunte, kusha o yuspapi. Chakusha o yuspab hunter, ta komini taku lena wolak hoti chekia, hechus I chakiok tekile, wak sapeki he ya kikte. Na lila ota hechus e yusnumpi. He un taku lena wolak hoti chekia, wakatkan taki chimane to. We chose an ekilena on kupi e honey. He uncha, we on kit hopi le, chuan peto kinaha, let you say on kit chakab he ha, se ziogna hetchun se mini yagle, hetchun se nuwa on kit chakab. So ho he, we on kilena echa epi. Lila ota oble zekile, hena hetchun se etuam chimsni, as I epi. Malak hota, namatue kikile, inamit hoki we chosen and we chonikilena maku. Heo chanus obluspe. Kokata kile taku e chamo kile. Wolak hota hechus e suta obluspe na. Wolak kile. We choi kile ni topi. Heo mu asna. Chatoha tukte unkina jimnaha. Wolak sape ki wonji unpas long te ki he. Lak hota ki. We choi kile wakha. Heo chan wia na wichasha na wakhanja. Na wakaki unkit hapi. We choi kile. I crack your hunter. And a sultana taco militaco, and no clatty chagic to care. Wallak hotaki hello, mitaki. Ables, Nahawayuk Takilena, Hopi. Tony, we talk Akilena lectures that you have a scat in her, or after talk tag, and no speech talkie or akisni. Hena me talky. Now we talk chaki kilena ukteki, henna insha, while speaking, henna talky. He oh. Let's just a walk like in a taco a chamo kiki here, and then let's just a nata carpiki here and got the ewagna kicha. Yopti and a chanteki here, suta wash agi and the hot the hedges in chaki. Cha hoxitala, ish wichitala, ish hoxila took the was he and a hedges the oil pump tekele, wolak hotaki here in chaki. Now oki to a pikile, and a hedge a wed and a hoxy okius papi. Chat chanta oyate. Wamak khastanki hena, khatanka oyate, hena unkiye pe, metake pe, ulak hotap. Taku lechus e chicha kaki leo khatslogna, unkitu epe ki hena, khatanka oyate unkituam. Sa hena hechus e luhabna woyuk taki le yuhabata, taku kash e icheli ekte. E hane hechus e matkhecho ha, kakana uchina, ina hena hechus e omokyakam. Na hatko ko mit khaki wi choni ekigna ka e let's just the e hokshila wash e chamo manikte na hechus e chamo ki taku ya chinkte ki he na hechus e wash e chamo te ki le e wash na toksham petto on si ake wagli hunikte na taku ya wash ta la ke ki he na okat e on cha wash e chamo te ki le wosita e wash Ate wakile lechus de egnake. Cha nus obluspe. Nus noji. Wola kote chetke hechus e wapaslon kile. Wola kota ki he elo metake. He un tagni ipach lechus e blable oakisni. Malakota. Na ikseu cha se hemocha. Na lechala ke se wichoe ki let hokata ke ewagnake. He nani tropik un metake. Toske nietsa i agle ja toske hena nukte. Istu kala toske e chanukte ke hena niepikte. Ni lakhote pi kea hetsis e wagla kapi. Sa et chua hetsis e nazikte hota. Taku kasle na luhapi wakhanke chetke na wakhatkhanka ki chimanete uspeni chauki. Kiksu ya he luchichikte. Hetsis e luchichi hota taku kasle na takti iankte na wolakhota kile. Washaki suta in charge. A honey hedges and focasila no tiki, and a hedges in charge, my abbe. He owns you with oik lekutel blue. Matuanis me agle, a ke left at the key. Chanupa gloha money makes a ochi jabbe. Let you stay. No oapi trakika hedges there, or clatin as a big to hunt a kiksuya, and not in show what kinds of coffee. Kahena hedges the air to the oyaki. Kah hedges there. I'm happy to let go at him. For a majority of you people that are getting ready to tune in, man, I say this with you guys because I want you guys to better understand the future where we're going. And sometimes it is difficult. Many of you want to say something important, but then we want that engagement. And when we can't get that engagement, we're always at the realm of being silenced because a lot of you don't want to say that. I mean, you want to listen. I don't want to listen. I want to engage with stuff. I want to talk about what troubles me. That's what I want to talk about. So I gave you some knowledge of what the elders were seeking for them to try to get people to understand. Needless to say, you all say that. I'm a Lakota. I'm this. I'm that. I'm Blackfeet. I'm Cheyenne, I'm a rapper, I'm Crow. You all say that stuff, okay? Then act like it. Don't just talk about it. Get down, man. Let's get busy. This is a show that's called The Lakota Oyate Hours, meaning it's your show, too. It's not just Chinupa Gluha money and the Lakota people. It's yours from any nation. That number we gave you, okay? The number, 515. 602 515-602-9649. Again, 515-602-9649. This is your show, people, and it's up to you to take advantage of it. You know, I love to talk about heavy stuff because I'm witnessing it. There are other people seeing it. They're seeing how I'm illustrating it. But at the same time, I'm giving that benefit of a doubt to you to engage with me. I can't do this by myself. That's why I ask you guys for your help. Help me. Chinupa Gluha Money can't do it alone. Help me, people. You all have a voice. Use it to contemplate what ails you and then what troubles you. Help me. We can't do this by ourselves. The free and independent Lakota Nation needs your help. Help to engage in the purities of freedom and being independent so we can be left alone. Don't you see what's happening today? The prices of food are going up. People are hungry out there, man. People are starving, man. Children are crying themselves to sleep because their bellies are empty, man. And yet you people don't give a damn about that. If I get angry with this openly, I do my best to feed my people the best way I know how. I don't have it. I don't got it. But I'll find it to do that to serve my people, man. God, you guys, I don't even have a home. Hell, I'm living in my mom's old house. The roof's caving in, man, because my baby brother, my late baby brother, didn't want to take care of it. He was a drunkard, but he had no dependents. And so he lived out his life that way. And he passed away at the age of 54. He was a young kid still. And his life was taken. Thanks to my shit baby sister that neglected his oath. And all he wanted was that help to continue to remain here on earth. But she coaxed him. In using the white man's philosophical measures of health and medicine, that's what killed her little brother, my baby brother. He might have been her little brother, but he was my baby brother. Calvin Lynn Martin died at the hands of the voice of his belated sister, Carmen Faith Martin. That's inhuman, folks, when your sister lies to you, thinking Western medicine is the answer. And now, just me and my sister Carmen are the only two remain. That's how angry I get, because she too neglected her kids, and she's still doing it to this day. She gave one of them away. I don't give a damn if people, man, talk the truth. That's the truth. I never gave my kids away, and I never will. They all raised up themselves with me, and they're all mothers and fathers. And this is the avenue I try to tell you guys over and over and over. But you guys seem not to care. You don't want to engage in this stuff, but okay, I'll engage in it. It's up to you. Remember, when these kids are hungry, they ask you to feed them. Whether it's a child, man, below the age of 10 or maybe below the age of 20 or even an adult over the age of 30 and below the age of 30, he asks you. You have anything to eat. What are you prepared to do, people? What are you prepared to do? I'm telling you this with an open heart. I still do that. I'm going to use that terminology. I, like a white man, I still do that to take care of my people, old and young. And that's the hard parts that we don't see. And the rest of you, it's up to you to determine where your flaw lies. Because if all it is the atmosphere of bullshit, then go ahead, keep reading the computer. I asked you guys to engage in this stuff tonight. I need that help. And you couldn't give me that blessing to do it. I am so fed up with a lot of you guys that all I ask is for you to talk and share some expertise of knowledge with everybody that need to hear something that you're experiencing in the state you live in. And I know damn well you're all indigenous. I mean, that's what you tell me. You say it and all that. Well, act like it. I'm sick and tired of being the only guy to express it. Maybe I don't want to talk anymore because I got other stuff going on. But I'm trying to help you guys because you don't want to engage in anything. You don't want to do nothing for your people. You don't want to do nothing for yourself, man, to pick up and make change, make a positive difference. All you want to do is be on fucking pharmaceutical drugs and street paraphernalia and alcohol. If that's only the case you're living for, hurry up and fucking die so we can bury you and keep our children moving. That's what's happening, man. You don't give a shit about yourself. You don't honor yourself. You don't care how to love yourself. And that's what it takes. If you don't have a belief in freedom, how can you love yourself? How can you care for yourself, man? You've got to believe in something. Man, I get frustrated all this time, man, trying to help you guys. And I've called a majority of you guys. Get on the show. Help me. I can't do this by myself. I've told you guys over and over. Step up. You all like to talk. You call. You complain. You got something, man, brewing in your heart. You got negativity. Express it. Show me where your heart is. Show me where the beat of that heart is. Come on, engage. And here we are. At the bottom of the hour of 7:30, 7:36, going towards the top of the hour of 8. So come on, people. Step up. Engage. Remember, it's your show.
Okay, nobody else has come on yet, Chinupa. So I would say just go ahead and you know, do your own commentary, and it'll go on Facebook tomorrow, and then all of those people will be listening to it rather than the callers.
Okay, that sounds like a brilliant plan. Well, first of all, people, I want to share something real serious with all of you. You know, over the course of history, past and present, and even today, all of you want a better future. You say that. Some of the children that I've witnessed and contemplated with, they didn't even know what they want. They want change, but that change don't have a demand. And that change was supposed to be about something that makes you laterally understand what nature has been driven from them. Okay, meaning what was taken away from you at the colonists' way of thinking. Now, here we are on June 2nd, 2023, okay? June 2nd, 2023, all right? And here we are trying to express something as an open virtue to help you guys understand why this radio show has promoted its virtue to help you gain the consciousness of what we're missing in the year 2023. People, it's about freedom. It's about the equality of life through independence. It's about being left alone so you can do things to help make your people get out of dormancy. Do things that are productive and powerful. Do things that make change. Do things that make people want to do something. Nothing is ever going to get done until you people act accordingly with that knowledge you have. Now, I remember a while back on some of my previous shows, I talked about two things in Indian country. I talked about the direction we were going in case if the almighty dollar bill collapsed, and it did. What we were prepared to do as Lakota people. What are we really prepared to do? You see, that measure alone stands between you and I. And because we use these vocabularies in the Indian consonants of how, you know, the English consonants become a virtue in a figure of speaking through the life that we talk about, a lot of us don't take that understanding very seriously. And I'll tell you why. My grandfather and my grandmother, when they were alive, they told me something that was really, really astonishing. They said in Lakota, Hokshila, wa unspekile chichuki It's hard to express these things in language, okay? And for some of you people that don't understand what the Lakota people have been trying to tell you from day one, a brother brought to my attention today that the Oglala Sioux tribe put the land in a bank's hands. Now, this came from one of the commentators on the show. Whether it's true or not, people put information out there, but the people that live on the reservation are the last to conceive this information of goodwill. Now, this is what goes on in Indian country. So that responsibility falls on the stupidity of people's hands. And irregardless what it is. Now, let me put this on you guys' so-called virtue of a versified, you know, front. Whenever you have a group of individuals and people who think they're beyond free will and any investigation being done upon them who can try to manipulate the press or judges or even the congressional even the congressional officials, okay? Or even a council of tribes. You will always find within your own government that think they're always above the law. You see, Chinupa Gloha money knows this kind of shit. That's my free will I give you. Ain't nobody above the law of the great mystery in Mother Earth. I ain't above them too, shit. Grandmother Earth can kick my ass anytime, any place, anywhere. The great mystery, with a snap of the finger, can take me out of the game of life. And that's the hard part. So what I just expressed to you guys, whenever those groups of people or individuals that think they are beyond free will. And when those so-called investigations as a forefront are being conducted upon them, being done to try to expose them, okay? And when those people that are getting exposed use that manipulation, again, to the courts, to the press, to the Congress people, to Council of Tribes, you will always find those in a government, and even your government, people that think they're always above the law. You see what I'm saying? I repeated it 2 times to you guys. That's my philosophy of what I share with people because I live in it. I live in shit. And that's what's happening today in the year 2023. It's hard to try to bring attention to a meaningful audience. And all you guys want to listen. You all want to be at peace and you want to follow the heart. You want to do things and engaging, you know, the municipalities for what goes on in Indian country. But I will say this. Nobody is above the great mystery. Nobody's above Mother Earth. And most of all, nobody is above my four-legged and winged creatures. This is all man-made. Philosophical standards in this day and age, in the year 2023, is not vested upon freedom. And it sure in the hell ain't about independence. Independence is going to get celebrated next month on 4th of July. That's why they call it Independence Day. But lo and behold, all technology does is neutralize your free thinking of that independence. And eventually you're going to have to come to consensus with yourself and make that choice within, not without, within your heart, your brain, and your body. Call a soul. And listen to this, white man. I'm going to tell you this, white man, once and for all. Get this, white man. You were never here, white man. Even you people, white man, were running from oppression, white man. And your people were doing that shit over there to you and yours. And you guys escaped that captivity of that philosophical abuse being bestowed upon you by your own people. But yet you sons of bitches cannot take that back to them. You can't. I don't see no white person, no white man, no white woman, or even the white children. I don't see them blaming their own people for their misconception of abuse, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And last but not least, mentally. Those five little elements, you cannot do that to your own white people. That's why my grandpa said, the white race is a devil in true form. And if you white people don't like it, call my number, 605-517-1547. And call my backup number, 605-517-2621. I'll debate it with you because I'm getting sick and tired of the way you guys manipulate everything. That's why I just said there. When you people think you're above the law, you want to manipulate your press, council, your congressman. You want to do it all. But you'll never, ever be above the law. The law is a three-lettered word. Do you people know what law means? Any of you, even you white people, do you know what law means? L-A-W. And the one, you wouldn't even have a clue where to begin. That's why they created this. The whole English consonants were created by acronyms. Law, L-A-W, is an acronym. And it means lying authority wins. And that's what they do. The courts lie. Congress lies. Your government lies. And you people lie. That's why you think you're above the law. End of story. But I say this with a good free will. Did they not promise us in dealing with us with treaties? Did they not? Yes, they did. And all of them treaties they imposed on us, there was certain specific language in it, especially like Article 6 of the United States Constitution. It says all treaties made with the native people shall be the supreme law of the land. If it's the supreme law of the land, then why in the fuck can't the white man live by that and honor that? You see, that's the problem with you two-legged people. You don't know how to blame that white man. That man will lie and lie and lie to you every day, and still you want to scratch his back and water him down with a sponge full of soap. Oh, please, Mr. White Man. I need another box of cheese. That's what you people do. And I reflect back to last week's so-called treaty summit. Thanks to them brothers that told me that wasn't a treaty meeting, and I knew that all along. You know, when Steve told me this stuff, I kind of took it onto myself in a different understanding, because I love my brother Steve. Excuse me. And then when my brother, okay, Bruce Eaglehorse from over there in Cheyenne River, when he told me this stuff, and when my brother Stuart Red Ear Horse told me this from here in Pine Ridge, he was a young boy adopted out at an early age. These were people that witnessed and seen what these videos were. And then videos were expressing the true nature of how people love the lie. But and when somebody had that bully pulpit going like, you know, your brother Chinupa Glaw Money, oh, all these half-breeds want to come talk to him. Oh, you can't use that word and that avenue of, you know, your harsh anger to this little woman named Ruth Buffalo. This lipstick, you know, lace-wearing woman. Pretty little, you know, little feline that's still fighting with other, you know, felines in a saucer full of milk. This little girl. She no longer can serve in the state legislature to fight white people. So now she wants to fight with Indians, sucking milk out of a saucer like felines do. She couldn't do that over there with them white people. Shit. So they rejected her, and now she came back. And the Independent Treaty Council, led by Mr. William Bill Means, picked her up. I mean, goddamn, what the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? Ask yourself this. Grandpa said this best. When you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. The same way what I expressed to you, when you have a group of individuals and they're constantly expressing their own gratitude on how a government should work, you will always find those groups and those people that will manipulate a judge, the press, Congress, even your tribal governments. And those people will always speak. They're above the law. That's Chinupa Gluha Money. And the one before that was my grandpa Roy Martin. That's the illustrations that are happening today, people. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with it. And many others that are, that's why I can't really contemplate on these avenues, trying to get you guys to outline and look at things that are supposed to be beneficial to us. And let me tell you something, people. That treaty meeting, that summit they had in the Black Hills in Rapid City, South Dakota, it was illustrated in a paper. It was illustrated in a paper, okay? You know who illustrated it? Jim Geigel Davies. He said that the treaty summit was a bunch of old people out to talk. He was right. There was kids that came out and said it. And then there was other people that witnessed it. Stuart, Radio Horse, okay? Bruce Eagle Horse from Cheyenne River. And the list goes on, man. These brothers actually seen that our Indian people were playing Indian. My God, man. When does it stop? And then they take countless large amounts of money and they put on these treaty conferences, like they say, and then guess what? The kids never get a chance to speak on the topics of what goes on in Indian country. Man, I'm sorry, folks, but I'm sick and tired of you all playing this game. I mean, if that's what you all want to do is play a game, I'm sorry, I can't deal with it. But let me share something with you continuously. Many people have decided to take on certain, remember that white boy back in 2022 during that proclamation on Indigenous Peoples Day. Biden, Joseph Biden Jr., remember? That proclamation on Indigenous Peoples Day on October 12, 2022, many people said they sent a response to him with hard copies. I mean, this is what I was told. And they also sent some to the General Assembly, the UN Human Rights Council. But they did not acknowledge a person who they were submitting it to. Many people, just like this summit, we're gonna get some talk with Deb Holland. What can that woman do? There was a grandmother on our previous shows from down there. Her name was, I can't remember her name. I want to say Edna or Alta or something like that, this grandma from down south. Arizona country. She knew that Deb Holland stole land, and Deb was married to a white man. And this grandma did not appreciate her, because of what she did with land swilling. Just like I said earlier, people are saying, the Oglala Sioux tribe put their land in a bank's trust, and now they couldn't fulfill it, and there was like $1 billion missing, so the bank took that land. They foreclosed on it. I don't know how true that is. Nobody knows. But the mechanisms that are vested upon people, in the fields of truth, people, what is it you really want? What is it? In the fields of truth, what is it you want? Do you want reparations? Do you want guarantee? Oh, maybe you want a non-recurrency of the present, situation we're under today. A non-reoccurrence of the present situation you're under today. And as a questionnaire of what we're dealing with today, relevant to what goes on in the international communities, what is it, people? What is it you want? You see, this is the problem that happens in the Indian country. We all talk a good game. Well, I'm going to share something real heavy with all of you. I remember the elimination of racial discrimination back in, back in 1894, the so-called Sioux Nation Treaty Council, okay? And it was located somewhere back up in the northern area, up here in the Dakotas. And I remember these things so rapidly because a majority of the people kept seeking special rapporteurs and all these other people to come out here in Indian country, when in fact none of them could. But I'm going to beg to differ now, because Daniel Sheehan can contest this, that Georgia Passarelli from the Human Rights Department, the human rights officer, came to South Dakota to meet Chinupa and his elders. Yes, he did, and that's who brought me That's who brought me, people, the United Nations flag. For human rights, of the things I've been doing to help you guys. Because I was looking at the forced assimilation, the colonization, the racial discrepancies, the abuse, the murder, the removal of kids and elders. I was looking at these things. And I've asked for help from a lot of you, different tribes and otherwise. I never was given the opportunity to sit in the tribal council's position and be a council representative. I never sat in a different discrepancy of a tribal government. Excuse me. In a tribal government, so-called position of employment. How do you want to say it? Inadequate or adequate, you know, political, economic, and social, you know, education or employment. I never had them opportunities, and I never will. And being a spokesperson for my grandfather, Roy Martin, and also being the bodyguard of the late Lehman Brightman and the late Russell Means, I can honestly say that those brothers that I bodyguarded, and I call them brothers, even my grandpa's my brother, they were trying to emphasize that you, the Indian people, were a deceived people. You know why? Because you allow the excellent of these opportunities that were forced upon you from the federal and state governments and tribal governments, now county governments, to supersede its position of authority to force its assimilation to continue to serve that colonized mindset to topple your thinking ability to learn how to exercise them freedoms and that independence you were part of. Now, don't tell me that you speak to the hurt of the poor and the weak. Tell me that shit. I don't want to hear it. Because you don't do that. The immunities, okay? It's remnant. It's remnant everywhere around this globe. The immunities, which I mean to, you know, when I say it's remnant, it means there is no immunity. God damn, people. The Canadian province. Take a look right there. That prior to that invasion of it, the Canadian province. Don't ever think that most recent, the contact of white people in our country defer greatly to the expansion of how white America, has always practiced and perfected those colonial policies to neutralize your God-given right to be free and independent. Man, and this is what we try to tell you guys over and over. And we come to the top of the hour again of 8 o'clock and a new hour, man, we're pushing towards 9 o'clock. All of my people that went to this so-called treaty summit, this is what they were trying to acknowledge, people. There's a map out there. It's called the 1840 Clause, okay? That's before North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska were ever recognized as states of union. Excuse me. As states of union. Okay? The Ocheti Shakoi. Shakoi. Ocheti Shakoi. You know what that really means, people? Ocheti is a wood stove. Ocheti. Oche is a house that's made out of metal. Cheti, T, you light a fire in that wood stove. So how can it be the seven council of wood stoves? Why, people, you got it backwards. But hey, that's you. Better for you than me. Oyate ki e honey, we choy ki le you happy. Ketua, oyate. Ketua, shakoi oyate. The Teton, seven sister bands of the Lakota. Right there. Simple. But explicitly, white man, excuse me, white man, why are you sicking me, my man? Man, I can't stand this. Every time I get to good virtues of our way of dealing with the white man, he's dry air in my country through all this shit that he's imposing on us. Create this, whether it's alcohol and drugs and gas and oil and the films that combust a automobile's engine. God damn, it's everywhere. You people like that. You're drunk. You're on drugs. Your brain's numb. You can't even think. Here, Chinupa is trying to help you get out of dormancy. So where I left off about them guys talking about the sovereignty of several different aspects of treaties. Notably, they were all focusing on the Treaty of 1868. Lo and behold, Oyate Ota uncovered some redress to it. Redress, okay? That was a fraudulent instrument when they got our people intoxicated and made them put their mark down it. Then they changed the language of it when they took it back to Chicago. This is how devious the white man is, people. But fuck, you guys love that. He's kicking your ass, slapping you all over the place, pulling guns on you, killing you, shooting them, busting caps in you every day, and you like it. Man, I get sick and tired of you Indian people. Hurry up and die. And if I have to be the last of the Lakotas, okay. I'm grateful with it. If I have to be the last man standing, so be it. This is what you're doing. It's a slow death. Why am I angry tonight? I'm angry at the stupidity of you people that I called to get on this show. It's your show. Lakota Oyate is ours. Ochichakapi, I told you, come on. Help me. I can't do this by myself. Even you fucking youth. Step up. John, you guys. Now I'm going to add on. What supersedes the importance of what an Indian territory is? Supersedes. The sacred Black Hills and the sacred land I walk on today in the year 2023 is mine and mine alone. And if you Indian people don't like it, 605-517-1507. 605-517-2621. If you don't like it, call them numbers. I'll be waiting for an explanation. Go ahead and go use your marijuana, your drugs. Go ahead and go use your meth. Go ahead and go use your expensive cocaine. Go ahead and go buy your pills from the pharmaceuticals. Go ahead. And go to the liquor store and buy all the fucking drinks you want. Go ahead. But I'll be waiting for that phone call. And go ahead and get mad when you're under the influence of them controlled substances. I'll be facing you. Because that's all you guys do. But when I'm seeing you in human life and physical life, you keep your distance. Because you know, Chinupa, Guluha money. Chinupa, Guluha money. Will bestly. I'm going to basically give you an answer of honor and goodwill. So as we continue on to the top of the hour of 9 o'clock, we got 10 minutes after 8. None of you people are calling in. Well, fine. When I looked at the 1840 understanding, I'm looking at certain paragraphs and certain things as I look at things that need to be compelled as a limit. I don't see anything that shows why our people were struggling to remain free and independent. I don't see that. What I see is a people from long, long time ago being unmolested, unmurdered, unconsented to all these colonial policies. The papal bulls and the doctrine of it, those doctrines are fucking your people's brain, reciting that illegality, okay? Now remember this. All of these illustrations that this white devil, four basic things you know you need to know about a white man. Four basic things you need to know about that white man. Number one, he's pale. Number two, he's hairy. Number three, he's ugly. And number four, he stinks. Those are the four basic principles of that philosophy Chinupa applies to the white race. Because he labels us as drunken, filthy, and stinking Indians. Well, I give it back to you too, white man. You're pale, you're hairy, you're ugly, and you stink. And if you don't like it, there's a number. I don't play Indian. I am an Indian, which you guys labeled us. You labeled us that when you thought you ended up in the East and West Indies in your time of your voyage. You better really thank your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and your honorable God, Christopher Columbus. You better thank him. He's the one that got you guys off course. I get sick and tired of people always saying, oh, this and that. I've seen my brother Russ and stuff on different, you know, illustrations on the news and YouTube and whatnot, and I sit back and why do you guys always want to vest your hands on that? First of all, take a look at the black race. The black race. You call him a nigger, which he gave you, okay, black people. That white man gave you that. And you are a black people, whether you like it or not. You're black, and that's it. But you take a look at what that white man has given you. Understand past and present circumstances of the plantations. A forced termination. Now imagine these black people. They had a language that only they could communicate it to. They had a name that they only governed by. And most of all, they were a people of freedom and independence from their country. And you, white man, took it from them. I've seen elder white people today. Oh, shit. I've seen adolescent white people, young and old, today. And I've seen the wretched refuge of elders. Wretched refuge of elders. And you know what these people were doing, listening audience? They were still trying to control the foreleg. That might sound very heinous and racist to the white race. Oh, but wait, people of color, it's okay, because that's what white people do. But none of you, whether you're red, yellow, or black, even white, would say anything to the white race. I love my four-legged people. I love them because I'm part of them. I am a dog soldier. That's why I eat dog. Remember, half-breeds, what you used to say to Chinupa Gluha Money when he was growing up? Hey, stay away from those Martins. Those Martin eat dog. So here we are in 2023, and you sons of bitches are all trying to be Indian. You're trying to be Lakota. Even you half-breeds are making sun dances, trying to be all humble and pure. Nah, it ain't gonna work. Chanupa wa kanki le we choye ki he ai kwake. Chanupa wa kan we choye ai kwake. That's for me, not you. Me. And me and mine. And this language that we use is so barbaric and brutal, it makes you mad. It makes you angry. And when you study it and acknowledge it and know it, then you'll know what the hell I mean when I say you got to use your bully pulpit. If you can't raise your voice in a congregation or a multitude of people, then shut up, wither away. That's what's happening. You crawled in. You slept in. You've been driven in. You've been forced in. You've been pushed in. And most of all, once they idolized all of that, you dove in. Man, you Indian and the rest of you human race people, man, you're done. You show me where it's written that the great mystery himself dropped a bomb, a nuclear and a hydrogen bomb, on the people honoring him. Show me where that exists, that the great mystery dropped an atomic and a hydrogen bomb on people that served him. Show me where the great mystery dropped them two bombs on grandmother, white buffalo calf maiden. Show me where that exists. And then you people all joined the white man's brigades, whether it was the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines. My grandpa, he was in the Navy. He told me about this shit, man. That's why he told his grandkids, never join the white man's brigade. How many joined in my family's announcement that grandma gave us and grandpa? How many? My Aunt Lima and my Uncle Melvin. Damn shame. And on my mom, Yvonne Jane Martin, none of her kids and her grandkids went to join the white man's brigade. How is that for one fucking day? Some of us are ex-cons. I'm one of them. I'm one of my mom's oldest sons. I'm the oldest son. I'm an ex-con. I took the life of a BIA police officer. I blew that fucker away. And then 5 years later, I blew another one away. I blew his whole fucking ear off, and he's still running around in Pine Ridge here with no fucking ear. And I thank that guy for not hearing now. Never, ever bother a man that don't want to be bothered. I didn't ask you half-breeds to treat me like shit because the white man taught you how to do that, and you wanted to impose that on me. Well, fuck you, white man. And as we're drifting down to the bottom of the hour of 8, I'm going to close with this understanding clear up to 9. And this is what I'm going to do for you people. Metakepi, Sante waste ognale wo kekile chijubi. You come. Wo aksapet hankiki and hachti obluspekile. He wolak hota aikwak. Na unkitu epikile. We chokhakile na echa na hachti. Uchimak hakile you happy. Na chowozu kilena ichachioki. Hena unkitu epi. Hena wichintala hecha. As Lila Ota Lechus, and we talk on a warrior, Chunky Ekinda. As Ineos me, Taco Epheki Lech Tatuki, Wolak Hote Echetke Hitchens, the Ewatua, Nanawazi. Taco Hewak Heki Hecha, Wosutaki Leno Kit Hoppy. Wosuta, Heno Kit Hoppy. Chatueni Hitchens, and you talk to Okish. Wakat Hakaki Chimane Duki. Na Uchi Makana Wamak Hashkaki Lena Wasloye. Na we choye. Daku Hena Ichachiapi na Hetchese Trumpet Wakataka Kichimane to Hena Apachpaki. Hena Uspeon Kiapi. Na Hakti. Hena Unkiuhapi. Wolakota. Wokakizi. Woksape. Woyukchapte Hena Yanke. Na Lila Ota Exit. You can't wanna chanupa wakha ki le on kubi. Chanupa wakha. Kya hai chute on kius papi. Lakota. Na oya te tokse insha chanupa wanji yo hapi. Na hena insha ek tuja. Gluni pi. As ini hashni wo lakota ki le. Na haksi oblus pe ki hena hecha. We choi chake ki le. Mi hakab a u ki hena hecha o spit choki. Na na haksi hecha inaat izina. We know that we are not talking. 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 Uchima kaogna he yake as lila ota gluni. Chawola koto ogna lechis inajina wochicha koki he. Matueki le chanupa gluha money. He miecha wochicha kap. Leha he pina lechta. Lila ota wichoiki le gluni. As oyate mitkoki. Wakonki. Winuchtala. Wichachtala. Wichoichaki. Hoksila na wichitala. Hena echa hankikta najina oichoki. Gonspit choki. We choiki le wakanki api. Yunka, we jakap. Na chanupa wakanki hani oate ki hena unkub heha. Wasloiki ankata egna kapi. Lila ota we chokanki le yuhaskata. Na weopi api. Na hechinsi wastila kapi. As inihansni. Ipachi api na. Menichap hankikya. Kakona aata. Nilicha nojipi. Na wangu spekile iagle oktiske. Hena wastesni mitakipi. Hena wamblake na slova. Ne hani tuan petuki wichozani kile makub heha. Uchi na kaka. Taku le na uspema kiapiki. Hena yake. Ho yunkan taku uchi chako. Taku epheki. Wosuta. Woyuk chanki. Lena echa chichupi. Matuenishni as lechinze. Chanupa gluha money mecha. Woke kilechi chupi. Ne taha. Taku lena nahum picte. Is taku ya chi picte. Hena echa. Wosuta. Woyukcha. Lena. Luhakte. He. Woshukcha kile yanki. Hena hechins enach un yaki. Nahe. Woyukcha kile. Hena. Yahuya. Yukha lechins eochichaka. Taku le chalakiste. Iwa aglake ki le ehani. Taku le no ospema kiab he ha. Chokashila waki. Chante ohitika wichacha. Wa unspe ki lechinse e magnaki. Naha chwintku tchoki. Hankashi yanke ki he echa okeake naha. Toksha hokshila wanzila haki. Wola kota na taku wa unspeki lena ata bulhaki. Ena wak ukte na ichakwa ekte. Che taha taku lena echanukte ki le wableze ki le chichukte. Kea hechese. Mi chwintko che chichila. Te chichila he un. Wa unspeki le. Okshila tchanki kia wanji lahaki. Ena wa unspeki. Wak ukte. Yukha tchunkashila waki le. Lechense echunki. Iechete. Heuncha nus nojina taku kasle no kit hopi ki hechus e ochlati i chakma api. Wola kote i chetkia. He un taku e preki le. Woyukcha chichupi i takipi. Woyukcha chichupi. Tchatia topa ki le no wola kokte. Na hena isha waslo e ki aikwa kapi. Tchate ki le. Na cho hena. Was Lou Yak behaving up hockey in a air. To let you see Ochichaka. Lech that. Taku lena echa wo agla ke kile o api kile na waste ala kamanta inila umpo la khoto yate na wakhanja mitkhoki na meha kabu cho chake kile ukte hena echa wo suta wo la khoti cheche hena su chok ukte as nature kaksha emagna kapi wakhte malafni ana wizikile ama pas hena niepi ena hakhsi pezuta sicha ya umpapi pezuta na pezuta ki ona o kuje tipe hena ni tipe hena lo happy na taku trok jagle na et cha wil prati hena ni sha jagle et chu si na di na le chala ki se mo ji on ko ki akam na ma khoche ki le duktel kashka egna ka on yukha ma ska le o tipe ki le o ispo ki he hena wana le wo yukshan ki le pap khabo ki o hena wana ma khoche ki le akya na o ispo ki cha hena ma khoche ki le tagne ki waja Hela etchis oyate glena tokata ke woyk san lesh ya hena tua hechumpe tako he shicha kilena ya keke hena tua hechumpe oach be tankik ya hena hechumpe oach be tankik ya hechumpe wana yes ka wakti for some of you that are tuning into what I just shared in my language to all of you if you notice the language is so pure and honorable short, not long like the English language. That's why I say to a lot of you people, the English language is so barbaric and brutal, it'll talk you to death. People say, oh, you get long-winded. Well, I'm not a white man. I can use my language. You ain't even have a know. You're not going to even have a know what kind of a fucking clue I'm saying if I use my language. You're not going to have a know. No clue. You're not going to have it. So I use this English language to try to show you guys something. Look, let's ask this question. White man. White man. White man. What is it that you want from the indigenous people, white man? If it's nothing more about killing us and annihilating all of us so you can inhabit this earth, we can't allow you to do that, white man. Don't you get it? This is my grandmother. This is my mother. This is where I come from. And it will always be mine, even till the end of time. And this is what we try to tell you, white man. Leave it alone. What the? Let's put it this way. What the fuck is wrong with you, white man? We know you're a devil. We know you're fucking sick spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. We know that. If you can only acknowledge, white man, the peace within yourself, if you have it, or love, or this bastardization of what kind of faith you have in Christianity, then live it. Quit fucking ruining things, white man. It's tiresome that you white people do this every day. My God, white man, what's wrong with you? And you listening audiences, you Indians, say something. Say something to that white devil, man. You guys are all sitting back waiting for somebody to say it for you. I'm still doing our part to change something on this good grandmother, the earth, the good grandmother earth. She's my grandmother. She's my earth. We're still trying to change something good, and it's called being free and independent. And when you have those two in place, you're left alone. You're left alone. That's not an easy thing. It's a hard thing because none of you believe that way. You're still under pharmaceuticals. You're still under alcohol. You're still on drugs. And even though they legalize it to give it to you, that's all you want. You don't want freedom. And you sure in the hell don't want independence. Because if you did, you wouldn't be doing that shit I just mentioned you're doing. alcohol, drugs, pharmaceuticals, and sociological deformity. That's centrism. That's a Eurocentric bipolar disorder, people. You're not blaming that white man. He gives you all these words to apply them to you, and you believe that. Yeah, shit. It's all white man word. All white man word. And let me tell you, there's four basic over-the-counter drugs you can buy. Number one, tobacco. Number two, cough syrup. Number three, aspirins. Number four, alcohol. Duh. All of those four over-the-counter drugs, you're all buying it today. My God. Is that how they say it in white America? My God or my Lord. And it's legal. Duh. God, you humans. You humans. Man. Wake up. I can't do this by myself. Chanupa Gluha Money cannot do this by himself. He's asking you for help. Kokatakya. Dako echamo tekile. Owashka echamo owakishni. Mishnala hechit enaji owakishni. You can't give me anything to shut me up. I had even tribal council people threaten to blow me away. Man, I got the great mystery and Mother Earth on my side, people. So go ahead, make your attempt again. That's what they said about me when the council meeting, oh, the treaty meeting was over last week. Man, we need to find somebody to put that guy to sleep. These are supposed to be a treaty summit, people. To say that about Chanupa. Find somebody to put him to sleep. Go ahead. Don't give a fuck about you guys. And you guys didn't think I was standing there listening to you. They all looked at me, and man, the grace of God left their body. I said, go ahead. Make that attempt. Because I'll be waiting for you in your own house. And when that quietness hit them, they were like, oh, shit. I know where all of you live. I know your kids. I know your wife. Oh, wait a minute. I know your families. All of your families. Don't think I can't get to you. I can get to all of you. That's the way I work. I don't play this game. I live it. People, take this upon yourself. Learn to understand that you have a word that comes out of your mouth. And whatever that word is, have the audacity to fulfill it. Have the honor to live it. And most of all, believe in it. If you can do all those great things in your life with those words that you diss out of your mouth, everything will be independent and important. But as long as you're sitting back here and waiting for the white man to dictate that responsibility to talk over you, people, you lose. And for what I want to say tonight, it's 8:35, people. For all you little kids that I will always stand and protect, I love you. I love you children for being my children and also being my grandchildren and also being my nieces and nephews. Being my nieces and nephews, children, you bring out more of the love and admiration I still have for all of you and the rest of my people. You children are the reasons why I fight for you today. You children are the reasons why I voice my concerns and issues for you today. And you children are the reasons why I live for a future and for today. And to you grandmas and grandpas, thank you for allowing me to defend you. Thank you for making me a grandpa. thank you for believing me. Grandmas and grandpas, believing in me. Thank you. Thank you for believing that this guy can get it done for you when times get hard. And thank you for teaching me the love, the honor, the knowledge, the gift of believing in why our freedom and independence is all we want. And grandmothers and grandfathers, I thank you for giving me this life to be that child that I'm defending, for being that young man that I'm defending, for being that man I'm defending, and also for being that boy that wouldn't listen to the white man's words. And thank you for making me a grandfather. I say that out of the heart of mine as Chanupa Gluhamani. You are our future. And without none of us protecting you, elders and children, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. And I share that with you guys because I'm sick and tired of the way people are using you. They're using you little girls. They're using you little boys. They're using you grandmothers, and they're using you grandpas. I'm tired of that now. So I'm going to give you this song of goodwill. And this is a song for you kids. It's your song. Honor it. Sing it the way you want to. And here's your song. I give you on tonight's show, on June 2nd, 2023, at 8:38 Mountain Time, here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Here's your song, children. Toka shilaya ya wa kaya po wa lo hey. Toka shilaya wa kaya po wa lo hey. Wa kan ya 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 wa kaya po wa lo hey hey. Toka shilaya ya ya wa kaya po wa lo hey, 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 Toka shilaya ya wa kaya po waelo hey 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 wa kaya ya ya wa kaya po waelo hey 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 toka shilaya ya ya wa kaya po waelo hey 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 toka shilaya ya wa kaya po waelo Hey, walk has ya 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 walk high up away long hey 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 oh toka shila ya 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 walk high up away long hey 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 toka shila ya ya walk high up away long hey 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 oh walk has ya 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 walk high up away long. Hey, 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 hey That's going out to all you children tonight on June 2nd, 2023 at 8:41 here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And to your elders, we tochankile echa waspekile mac upi. Chalila dukte minicha bonjilu hab hunta. Hecha waina anakapta makaiki. Wak sapikile na wambalaki. Nana wak. Yung kamitaki epi. Winuksa. Niwiampi. Lena lechiste e chanopi. Taha lakota iwag lakata. Chanteki le mayutinde. Na iomakpi. Na balihimite. Na naku umaoste. Ha ha! Ata umaoste lo. Taha wianki lena wogla kabanta. Ata iomakpi na umaoste. Yuka lechta tuki naku. Oloa chichi ahiu chikte. Chichi ahi chinkte. Na oyate ki e hane lechinse tikte wak sape wansi suta oispoki u choi ki lena unkungi. Hena aati ha unpach papi. Na oyate tchoksa isha unpetu ki le na ha hepi ke o nagopto ya unpi. Lechinse o chicha kopte mi le hanska ha wanspe wuna. For all you other tribes that are tuned in and listening into this show, remember, every Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., it's called the Lakota Oyate Hours. It's your show. For 2 hours, it's your show. Come on in. Come on in. Like that song was, remember? Hello, trouble, 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 come on in. You know, those country singers that sing that song? They're walking in trouble? Well, come on in, man. It's your show, people. I thought I'd put a little humor with you on that. When you think about that laugh, then you'll say, oh, shit, we better get on that show. I cannot do this by myself. So for all you tribes that are listening, whether you're the Arapaho, Blackfeet, Cheyenne, Lakota, whoever, I don't care whether you're up in Duck Valley or anywhere. I don't care, man. Listen, we chokankile need hopi. So this song is for you and you Lakota grandmas and grandpas. This is your song in honor of tonight. From this show that you make Chunupa do this for you. This song I use all the time to help people understand fairness and balance. And for some that are past, that left us and that went back to Grandmother the Earth, I send my prayers to all the families that lost a loved one. I lost a loved one, they laid to rest. Goes to every one of you. Especially my niece out there, Ella Giancarlo, who lost her brother. My niece, if you're listening to this show, man, I'm giving you this song. You're a grandmother. And I love you for always being there for the people in your own way. Thank you for that. For all of you that are tuned in, thank you. Oyate, Geraldine, this is your guys' song too.
Hey ya, walk on your low yo, ay 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 hey yo, with your hunky lay ay ay ay, hey ya, walk on your low yo, ay 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 hey ay ay, oh ya, take it lay ay ay, With your hockey, yeah, hey, y'all, walk on, you know, yo. With your hockey, hey, y'all, walk on, you know, yo. With your hockey, hey, y'all, walk on, you know, yo. With your hunky lay, hey, y'all, what can you know, yo? Oh, y'all, take it lay, with your hunky lay, hey, y'all, what can you know, yo? With your hunky lay, hey, yo, what can you know, yo? With your hunky lay, hey, yo, what can you know, yo? Oh, yeah, take it lay, with your hunky lay, hey, yo, what can you know, yo? With your hunky lay, hey, what can you know, yo? With your hunky lay, hey, what can you know, yo? Oh, yeah, take it lay, with your hunky lay, hey, y'all, what can you know, yo? Yo.
For all you tribes that are tuned in tonight, whether you're the Blackfeet, Cheyenne, Arapaho, up there in Duck Valley, Lakotas, and, you know, your Chopi, Shoshone, and Paiutes, and your brothers in Paiute country, the calf robes, man, if you guys are listening in, many others, little brother Devin, you know, Kenny, you know, just like one of my laymen, you know, Justin Musso, all of you, man, I give you this opening sentiment of reality because what we do here on Pine Ridge and elsewhere is we always put our people first, even though we don't have it. The white man did this to us. The white man, remember, people, 68 million head of buffalo of the north, 68 million head of buffalo of the south. And these white sons of bitches, for their hides and the price of their tongues, they reduced them to 200,000. 200,000. That's 1.5 million head of buffalo per year these white son of a bitch and devils did. And now they captured some of our buffalo. And they're raising them and selling them. Because they know the efficiency, the wealth and health of that animal sustained us. Everything of that buffalo did everything for us. And this is what's happening to this day in the godforsaken of 2023. That this white devil of hate is still trying to repeat history to annihilate what remaining indigenous people we still have in our mutual territories of South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. That fucking devil's trying his darndest and his heinous approach to eliminate us through education, through poor health care, through poor living conditions. All of this shit was created by that fucking white devil, people. Don't forget that. Don't ever forget that. and for you white people. Learn how to care for something that's not yours. White man, learn how to care for something that's not yours. Learn how to believe in that. Learn how, white man. Learn how that everything you write on is a lie. It's a lie. Everything you write on is a lie, white man. Learn how to believe that. And your healing journey on your white road will begin. I say that with an open heart from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And thank you all for tuning in. You children, I love you guys. I love all of you children. You grandmas and grandpa, hey, I love you. I will always stand up for all of you. All of you. And for some that just now tuned in, my warriors of strong heart, thank you all. I love you boys for being right there in Chinupa's corner. And let's put our hearts together, man. Let's challenge this shit. Let's get it done, man. Let's fix something that these people can see. What a real warrior society can do. And the only way we can ever get it done and accomplish is we have to pick up that freedom we talked about and make independence become your path into that 22nd doorway of the future that we're about to step in. We're about to step in to the 22nd century, people. It's up to you to help me get there. I'm at the age of 65, and I'm asking you to help me. I cannot do it alone. And to all you four-legged creatures that are in our homes, Big Black, Sunny Chalks, and all you others that got a loved one, a four-legged, whether it's a dog or a cat, bless them, love them, give them a hug and kiss them on the nose and tell them, hey, thank them for being on your side the same way we are on the side of our grandmother, the earth, and the great mystery above. And all of the animals that are here on our earth, we are for them the same way we are for you. Thank you from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and good night, and have a great rest of the week. Take care, and we'll see you all next week from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening, every Friday, on the Lakota Oyate Hours. Good night. Much love to you from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Your host, Chinupa Gluha Money. Hokahe Wopila Tanka Hopa Hopa Lila Wasti. Ho.